This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Early this morning, U.S. senators moved swiftly in turning back Republican objections to Pennsylvania's electoral vote for Democrat President-elect Joe Biden. The Senate action comes hours after hundreds of pro-Trump protesters stormed the Capitol building, forcing lawmakers to seek shelter, interrupting the certification of Biden's Electoral College victory. Since the proceeding resumed, the House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly to reject an objection to President-elect Biden's win in Arizona, joining the Senate in upholding the results of the election there. President Trump stirred up the protesters at a rally early Wednesday near the White House and later released a video on Twitter saying he loved them and urged them to go home, but not before his followers rushed the Capitol, many vandalizing the building. A woman was shot and killed, and three others died in an apparent medical emergency. Washington's mayor declared a 12-hour curfew, which ends at 6 a.m. this morning. Riot police arrived and moved demonstrators away from the Capitol. President-elect Joe Biden condemned the protesters storming the Capitol, calling their action an assault on the most sacred of America's undertakings, the doing of the people's business. Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will be sworn into office on January the 20th. World leaders expressed shock and condemned the chaos in the Capitol as well. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson described the scenes at the U.S. Capitol as disgraceful. The Japanese government said Thursday it hoped the U.S. would overcome the turmoil caused by the angry supporters of President Trump. For more news, we invite you to join us on our website, that is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is